Yes, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Chairman. This is the Center for Human Rights at the University of Pretoria, and we commend the work of the United Nations and its various organs on the critical milestones made towards clarifying the nature, content, and importance of the right to development, and welcome the work towards elaborating a convention on the right to development. Remembering also the UN Agenda 2030 on sustainable development was informed by the Declaration on the Right to Development and remains vital for the realization of the 2030 Agenda and should be central in the implementation and well reflected within the Convention on the Right to Development. There is a higher degree of convergence between human rights protection and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. As the Center for Human Rights, we affirm that while the right to development is still being viewed as contested in some forums and as such remains aspirational in many developing countries, it is a key provision within the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, which reinforces the protecting of group rights. Article 22.1 of the Charter provides for all people shall have the right to their economic, social, and cultural development with due regard to their freedom and identity and in the equal enjoyment of the common heritage of mankind, which is a common principle within the convention. Article 22 further provides that the states have the duty individually or collectively to ensure the exercise of the right to development. So the African continent remains plagued with underdevelopment, sometimes traceable in part to historical exploitation in Africa and increasing cases of foreign and local direct investments and infrastructure, which have left many communities displaced, impoverished, and exacerbated existing inequalities. These challenges have also been viewed as concerns by the Human Rights Council in Resolution 42-23, highlighting the increasing number of cases of human rights violations by transnational corporations and other business enterprises, which undermine the need to ensure appropriate protection, justice, and remedies which need to be provided to the victims of human rights violation. The importance of the right to development can therefore not be contested and remains critical in the realization of the agenda. For the right to development to be realized, governments and other stakeholders must, as highlighted in Article 6 of the Declaration, take steps to eliminate obstacles to development. These include aiming to remove processes and mechanisms within the framework for development that disregard community voices and generate and consistently deepen inequalities, exacerbating abject poverty. As both a means to an end, the right to development should be seen to be equitable, participatory, accountable, and transparent, with equity and choice as essential central themes to the right to development agenda. As such, the right to participation is an essential component of the right to development. In this context, affected communities must be consulted and have a right to participate in decision-making processes on issues that affect them. This can be achieved through respect for free, prior, and informed consent principles, and there is a need for external actors to ensure meaningful agreements, engagements with all affected communities at all stages of project design before, during, and after. The center contends that application of principles of FPIC as a mechanism to ensure communities have a say in what developments will look like and how it will be implemented will go a long way in preventing exacerbated poverty, inequality, and human rights abuses that have followed some development projects on the continent. The link between the right to development and participation by communities has been expounded by the African Commission in a number of cases, including the Endrace decision. The Commission found that the Endrace people have not meaningfully participated in the impending project. They found that they constituted a violation of the right to development. Before this decision, the famous Shell case in the Serac matter served as authority on the recognition of collective or people's rights by the African Commission. The African Coast decision was further expounded in the Commission versus Kenya, where indigenous people's rights to determine and develop priorities and strategies for exercising the right to development was not followed. As such, the center believes that the open-ended working group on the right to development should work with and support ongoing processes of other intergovernment working groups, especially the one on transnational corporations and other business enterprises, elaborating a legally binding instrument on business and human rights. This process creates a great opportunity in strengthening international regulatory and accountability mechanisms towards respect for economic, social, and cultural rights in the context of business activities and other development projects. Finally, it is critical that all development projects and processes underscore the importance of engaging with communities to identify and define what development looks like to them through exploration of development processes that are people-centered, culturally appropriate, and accepted, and ensuring respect for free, prior, and informed consent principles as a measure of implementing right to development underscore. Thank you.
Thank you.